T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk, continuing to break down and grade the Saints' position groups. We talked about the defensive line getting an A. That was the star of that defense, but not to be too far behind. That secondary, we'll get to the linebackers in a minute, but that secondary, I thought, especially at times when, you know, guys were out with injuries, what have you, I think Chauncey Gardner-Johnson might be, I can make the case, might be one of the most important parts of that defense.
Well, I would think Dennis Allen, how they view him, how they can utilize him. He's not as flexible as P.J. Williams. Now, what I mean by that, the range.
He's got a specific, position flex.
Yeah, yeah.
Specific.
P.J. Williams, well, you look at both safeties, inside corner, slot corner, outside. He's actually gotten better because we were poo-pooing him at the beginning coming out of Florida State, but he has gotten better. He has gotten better as a player, and now, I mean, to me, for sure, he's a $5 or $6 million player. I don't know. We paid him like $2.5 million, whatever, somewhere around there. No, P.J. Williams is that diamond in the rough. Now, I still think for sure one more year, Malcolm Jenkins, being the quarterback on the back end of the defense, but C.D. Deuce, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Look, it doesn't matter what. Now it's like a half a dozen, not one or two times, like a half a dozen games where he's not doing anything. And the opponent on the other team's like freaking out, wanting to whip his butt. Did you say at the end of the Falcons game?
I didn't even know. It was almost a brouhaha.
I didn't even know who this receiver was. And Chauncey Gardner's looking at
him. He was like, man, what are you talking about? I didn't do nothing.
I don't know what he's doing. One day I hope it doesn't cost us a game.
Yeah, exactly.
But I am so glad he's on our team.
Exactly.
That's the kind of guy, and I think that'd be Sean Payton kind of football player. And does Chauncey Gardner ever have a bad day, C.D. Dude?
He didn't seem to have one.
Mike, watch him
in
practice.
He had one against the 49ers a couple years ago.
But what I'm saying, though.
No, a bad day in life.
As far as attitude. Oh,
in life.
Practice. He goes, man, it's football. I love football. It could be in training camp. He's always, you know what he said, the juice boys. I know he has not a juice box. He got a gallon of juice. He's always full. He is as full as it could be, Chauncey Gardner. He's always bringing it. That's what you need on your team. That's why I think he's so valuable,
Mike. I think the MVP back there is Lattimore. I think
Lattimore is dominant.
Because he can take one side of the field and kind of take it away. Man, when you have that type of ability, you can do a lot of things defensively. And this year you were playing with a rookie on the other side. So you knew one thing. That poor guy, Boston Adebo got picked on early, okay? And he gave up some big plays. That happens in the NFL.
But he got better than
it
year.
He got better as the year went along. And Bradley Roby gives you a security blanket. He gives you a type of insurance that you did not have when you
– had Eli Apple.
Come on.
I think Bradley Roby, that's why I think we got to keep him. We got to keep Paulson.
You got him under contract for one more year. You got to keep him.
You're paying him big bucks. I think they kind of said maybe in hindsight we should have kept Jack Rabbit. But now with Paulson Adebo, Lattimore, and Bradley Roby, considering how the game is structured, you don't know about injuries, we need to keep all of those guys.
But Bob, I think
did he overachieve by what you expected?
No, I think on draft day we all thought he could come in and play.
Yeah, he could come in and play, maybe not start. Or play as much as he played. No, so I would say I was disappointed in his effort in the Giants game. when he got beat. But, Mike, who's the fast guy of University of Washington on the deep ball with the Giants?
Tony.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're hustling, then you knock the ball out and he gave up. He could have recovered the ball in the end zone. So you learn, and I thought he got better on the back end because he continuously, they would pick on him because they didn't want to go after Lattimore, and Paulson and Debo got better. I'm not worried about our secondary right now.
The other thing with PJ.
We got a championship secondary.
PJ is they find the right spot for him because when they picked him, remember they had him as an outside corner. Mm-hmm. Now they have him as a nickel or a dime safety. And so I give Dennis Allen and Aaron Glenn started it because he found the spot for him.
And then
Chris Richard sort of understood this is his spot. He's not an outside corner. He's a nickel dime safety, and I think that really has helped him.
Well, so
and the thing is, if you're in a bind, though, in a game or something, PJ, okay, you got to go play outside to finish the game.
He can do it.
He could do it. Yeah.
Defensive back grades, go, Bobby.
Oh, A for sure.
I give him an A-.
Yeah, I'm going
A-, because the chunk plays. Sometimes we did go to I was a little too optimistic there.
Randy Mueller, former NFL GM and CEO of Mueller Football Advising, is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.